Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's Unbelievable Stories, where we talk to you about all things Emmys, baby. So I just got home from the Emmys and it was very fun. Yay. And here's how everything happened.
Woohoo.
I got there and it was nice. The end.
Stop it. Okay. Tell us the truth.
So we were supposed to... Late Night with Seth Meyers was nominated for in the Creative Arts Emmys, which is the Emmys that is 1 week before the televised Emmys. Some people call them the Schmemmys because it's exactly like the Emmys, exact same governor's ball. But, you know, there's no fancy host and it's all like, I don't know, like daytimey shows and stuff. Stuff that they think won't get ratings. So every year, every other year, we're in, you know, the Schmemmys and the Emmys, Schmemmys and Emmys, and we go back and forth like that. So this year, we buy all of our tickets. Well, you know, NBC does. We buy our tickets, we get our hotel room for the Schmemmys, and then it turns out that they move our category because we complained to the Emmys. So now we got a ticket for then. But we're supposed to be there for the Schmemmys. Now, in between this, I get a call from E saying, will you host the E red carpet thing with Xana and Zuri? And I say, yeah, yay. So then they were like, okay. So I changed my ticket. They got me the rest of the hotel. And then I... stayed. So then I got just like a big long free vacation in LA. So this is what I did. I had one birthday party at a place called Blue Goose Lounge. Mm-hmm. It is my number one favorite place to be in LA. I swear to Christ. Oh, it's like this cute, weird old bar. And if you Google it, it says it's permanently closed.
Amber.
It's not.
That doesn't matter to Amber.
I don't care. Because I emailed the guy and I go, Doug, will you please open up and let me have my birthday party? I'm turning 45. And Doug goes, yes, you're not expecting too many people, are you? And I go, no, just 30. And then 30 of us show up and we sing karaoke. Now, is the karaoke selection big? Absolutely not.
It's three songs.
The same karaoke that it was 12 years ago when I first walked in that door. So they have not updated it. So you're lucky if you can get some Bruno Mars in that piece. But it's very, very fun and we always have fun and yay for it. So that's that. But lots of times my birthday is near Oh, that's Critics' Choice. That's usually then. Near Critics' Choice. And then we get to go have a party. Yay! Okay, so that's that. Then I stayed there at the nice hotel, and I had a lot of fun, and I hung out with my little friends. And then me and my friend Janelle went to this party, and then we went to that party, and that was fun. Yay!
Okay, can we get back to the Emmys?
So then we go to a party called the Evening Before. The Evening Before is the fanciest party in the entire world. It's the night before the Emmys, and it's this big fancy thing where it's usually outdoors, and it's like, you know, some parties, it's like executives, agents, and then just the talent. But the Evening Before is usually just the talent. And so it's like you and fucking Coleman Domingo and Natasha Lyonne, like dancing and stuff. It's what? The funnest. So that I got an invite to the Evening Before, and it was full of food and it was full of people, and I got to see Padma Lakshmi. I got to talk to, we walked in with Coleman Domingo. Ooh, and he was so beautiful. And so was his cute little husband. They were so gorgeous. Cute.
Gorgeous.
Can I tell you that Coleman Domingo will go party. He'll party. He's so cute. He's so fun. But I like that, because if you're famous and you're in a very good spot in your career, don't be hanging out in public fucking pouting. I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it.
He's a happy guy.
And Coleman Domingo acts exactly the way I want him to act. You look like that. You have that talent. You're in the number one movie in America. I want you to be having fun. The Color Purple?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he's in Rustin.
Oh, yeah. In Rustin. Excellent. Yay. Yeah, he did so good.
Yeah.
I know him from some Black Broadway party last year. All the Black people nominated on Broadway, and he threw us a party, and it was so fun. Anyway, walk in there with them. I get to talk to Wanda Sykes. I get to talk to Fortune Feimster, who I love.
Fortune Feimster!
I know! I love Fortune! And then, what else? I get to talk to my friends, like Robin Thede and you know, people like that. I get to see Joel Kim Booster, who I love. Have we had him on the show?
I don't think so.
I should ask him if he'll be on the show.
What is he from?
He wrote Fire Island.
Okay.
I love him so bad. And was in it, of course. Yeah. I love him so bad. And he looked so beautiful. There were a lot of just
more
like
beautiful than me?
More beautiful than you. Can you believe it?
I don't. But if you say so.
Yeah, and I saw all the people and it was fun, but it was like there was too many people. And it made me realize that I have prioritized going to these fancy parties so much that now I know a fair amount of people. So I spent the entire party being like, oh, let me make sure to say hi to them. Let me make sure to go. Because I didn't want anyone to feel like I was ignoring them. Because the party was such that you could see everyone.
Oh, wow.
So you're making eye contact with people, but they're too far away and they're in a conversation, blah, blah, blah.
So you had to work the room.
I really did. And then I was like, at the end of the night, I was like, I have talked to 89 people. And I was like, why did I do that? I shouldn't have done that. I should have just dicked around. And hey, if someone comes up to me, then they come up to me.
No,
but I can't
live
like that.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing. But what you didn't do was steal me a husband out of that room. You couldn't tell me there was not one husband in that room.
There wasn't. There probably was. I don't know.
You had a trunk of a car. You know what you could have done, but well, that's neither here nor there.
I could have kidnapped someone. You're right.
Yeah, thank you.
So I went to that party, and that was the funnest. Every year, it's the funnest party of all time. I can't help it.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. you'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The next day, not the next day, the day after, the day after was the Emmys.
Yay!
So then we had to rehearse for the Emmys, for the red carpet. And that was fun and very neat. And you got to see the empty red carpet. It was empty, Lacey.
Did you run up and down it?
Yeah.
As you should have.
I should have made videos. I was acting bad.
Amber's terrible at documentation.
I really am. Did not take a single picture. I should make a post. Let me write this down.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to post all the pictures I took at the Emmys, and it'll be like four pictures.
Yeah, the sky.
I'll post it tomorrow.
Half of someone's nose. Who is that? I don't know.
I did delete a pocket picture. Okay, so the Emmys day starts. I'm in the motherfucking Ritz Carlton. There is a TV in the mirror in the bathroom.
As there should be.
Man, I laughed so hard. I was like, what is this? What year is it?
TV in my mirror.
It's 2049. Anyway, TV in the mirror. I thought that was really fun. So then we go down there. We do the live E from the red carpet. And I do it with Xana Roberts Rossi, who's a fashion expert.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it with Zuri Hall, who's another fashion expert. She's also a commentator for E! And I think Access Hollywood. Whatever, they're both doll babies and I love them so bad. And the three of us have so much fun because we get there, we sit down. Matt, the writer, sets down a script in front of Xana, sets down a script in front of Zuri, and then he points at me and goes, have fun.
Which means you were playing it loose.
I was loose like a long neck goose. It was so fun. So then we did the red carpet commentary, which was the absolute best because you get picture after picture after picture of your stupid dress that you love so bad. So we did that. Then we went inside for the show. Okay, so I thought I was going to be, you know, sitting in the backest back because I'm a writer on Late Night with Seth Meyers. And, you know, they don't let us really sit in the front.
That's Rosa Parks mess, but that's now.
We on some Rosa Parks bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I look at my ticket and it says row D. And I'm like, oh, this is a mistake. Now I have to go up there and whisper this to this lady that I think they put me in the wrong chair. Because there's no way I get to sit so close to the front. Walk up to the lady and sure as shit, she goes, I look at my chair and a lady grabs me and she goes, Amber Ruffin. I go, yeah. And she goes, I'm sorry, we moved your chair. And I go, I figured. And she goes, you're now sitting in the second row.
It's even closer.
Amber got the come up. I love it. She goes, so you and your guests will sit there. And I went, a guest? And she goes, yeah. I go, I don't have. She goes, well, you got two seats. I said, all right. I take out my phone. I text Jenny. I go, bitch, get down here. We're sitting in the front. So me and Jenny get down there. We act so bad.
Jenny who?
Jenny Hagel.
Yay.
Jenny Hagel, my little bagel baby. Mm-hmm. Me and Jenny are sitting down in the front. And we are sitting next to two seat fillers. Act one goes by. Act two goes by. No one's sitting there. So then the seat fillers sit down next to us and they go, I guess your friends didn't come. And we were like, ooh. So then we text our friend and then he comes down and he sits next to us. Okay, so then it's me, Jenny, and our friend. And then Lorraine Bracco does a bit on stage. She comes down and her friend is with her. And her friend is like, there's a man in my seat. There's a guy in my seat. And so we're like, oh God, it's our friend. We told him to sit there because it was seat fillers. And then he gets in trouble and he has to go. And Lorraine Bracco's friend is like, oh man, this guy, what was with that guy? And we're like, yeah, what the fuck was with that guy? But it was us. We did it because we were mad. And Jenny and I are the rule followingest people on planet Earth. I cannot believe we did that. And look, Emmys, we will never do that again.
You didn't do it out of anger.
We didn't do
it
out of anger.
You thought it was a true empty seat. You thought it was an empty seat.
I thought
you
it was empty.
Never taken someone's seat on purpose.
There's
I
no
know
way
that.
I would have taken Lorraine Bracco's friend's seat. I just assumed because it had been so long.
Yeah. Nobody's coming into the Emmys halfway through.
But no.
It happens.
Sometimes
guys.
It happens. People are busy. And that's the Emmys. Oh, wait. But then afterwards, we went to a party. The party was the governor's ball. And then I ate all the food and I hugged all the people. And then we had partied ourselves out. I had woke up at like 7 that morning. I was sick, dead. Too much alcohol. Too much. Too much standing. It was too much. So then at the governor's ball, I turned to Jenny. I go, we have an invite to the Apple TV party. Do you want to go? And she's like, we can do whatever we want. And I go, it's just once a year. We have to go. We're both fucking dead. She goes, all right, we'll go up to my hotel room. We put on sneakers. We come back down. We get in an Uber. We're dying in this Uber. We finally get to Mother Wolf where the party is. And then we get out. We say hi to our friends, our Ted Lasso friends and stuff. We say hi to Retta and our other friends that are there. We get to the dance floor. Oh my God. Okay. So last year when we were at Critics Choice Awards, Josie from, what's the show? Oh, I shouldn't say her name.
Too late.
Okay. So we get there. And I think I can, well, yeah, I shouldn't be naming names. Yeah. Last year, my friend was like, I'm going to the Netflix party. You and Jenny should come with me. And we were like, oh, we weren't invited. And she was like, who cares? Snatched us up, passed her wristband back to us like we're 18. We go in the Netflix party and proceed to have the night of our lives. So this time when we get to the Apple party, we're dead, we're tired, we're dead, we're tired. We see this same fun friend whose name I won't say, but she probably would not care if I said her name. But she's there and she's like, come on, we're going party. We get to the dance floor and we dance for hours. We danced for hours after we were already dead. They played a bunch of old lady music and it got me.
That old lady music will get you on the dance floor.
Back that ass up. And I was like,
okay, we're on the dance floor.
On the dance floor.
We're on the dance floor.
I can't control it. And then it was the most fun I've ever had. I kissed everyone. I love the Emmys. I love award season. It's so much fun. You get to wear dresses and then hug your little friends.
And you came back with COVID.
And I came. What?
She did not. She
didn't. I didn't come back with
COVID. But you said you kissed everyone. So oh, I did like, kiss that's everyone. How that
yeah.
happened.
Yeah. Guys, these aren't romantic kisses. These are just little pecks on the forehead. Kisses. What? No. It's full on tongue kisses. That's true. But it's with your forehead. So that's, I'm sorry. That's what I like. Hey, everybody. This has been this week's Unbelievable Stories with Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar from the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show.
Yay.
So if you should rate and like us and
is this right? Subscribe?
Sure. Okay. I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
And subscribe.
Yeah.
But also, Amber, how can they watch can we go back and watch the Emmys and see what's going on?
Oh, my God. You guys should totally watch the Emmys. You
gotta watch the
We're
Emmys.
We're right behind Natasha Lyonne in the front row. That was fun.
If you can go back and watch it, I suggest you do.
Okay. I gotta remember to post my 4 picks from the Emmys. I'll do it. Okay. We love you. Goodbye.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.